Oh, here we go. Here he is.
You there, Dad?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. So I don't know if you'll stay on at the break. I don't know if you're following this, but there is a big story with the Patriots. Are you aware of all this?
Yeah.
Okay, so I named a source because I had someone tell me who leaked all the information. He is now threatening. He's saying, I hope we have good legal counsel. He means you. That he's.
I think you do. I don't know who.
So
I think you do.
Have you read, are you aware now what I wrote? And he's threatening to take a lie detector and sue us and all this stuff.
Yeah, I heard you read it, what you wrote. And I don't think it's actionable. I mean, anybody can sue anybody, but I'm pretty confident you come out on top on that. There has to be, first of all, truth is an absolute defense. That's the starting point. And it sounded to me from what you read, and I didn't read it myself, that it was couched in a very sly way that you were giving your opinion, basically. Mm-hmm. You said you had some sources. But I don't have it in front of me to reread it. But when you read it out loud, it sounded to me like you were on pretty solid ground.
The old question mark trick.
Yep. Yeah.
Throwing a question mark and you can't get sued.
It's an old blogging trick, like
blind items.
Like father, like son. There.
Gawker used to do that all the time back in the day. Be like, this person's gay? Question mark. Like, okay, right. So you guys are just out on this person.
Yeah.
And so, like somebody else had raised this when I was listening. Online, what are the damages? I mean, what are his damages?
His feelings are hurt.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like, you know, maybe he's been looking at, I hate to bring this up, maybe he's looking like Trump. Trump sues and then
you're going to get sued.
It took you a long time to jump to turn this into a Trump thing.
By the way, did you see Deadspin went after Katie Nolan?
No.
Because Katie Nolan called Trump the R word.
Oh, the retard.
Yeah,
oh.
We'll talk about it on the other end of
this. And, Dad, the headline, is, I think I'm safe here. It's, is Mike Lombardi the guy who leaked all the false info to ESPN? Question mark, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
we're
a very...
Fine.
Yeah. I don't think probably is actionable. Definitely might be a different situation.
Yeah. I've been doing this game a long time. We'll come back after the break. Hello? All right, we're back.
We're back. Barstool Radio, soon to be Power 85.
If someone damages your reputation by way of slander or libel, you may have grounds to sue for defamation.
Who?
Slander, I guess this is where we got to make the choice.
It's very difficult.
Slander is, the crime
difficult.
Of making a...
Who's talking about slander on WWE?
Hold on. We got you on hold, Dave. Give me one sec. We're going to take you right now, all right?
All right.
Is a false... published written statement
cross show
okay. A person.
It's very difficult to do.
Okay.
It's
hilarious.
Very difficult to do with a celebrity. I think right now doing their show live is Portnoy and Big Cat.
Yeah.
David, great to have you on the show again.
Oh,
buddy.
Look at this.
Glenn, who the hell's talking about slander over there? We didn't slander anybody. Who's talking?
No,
it wasn't.
That would be
words
that
is Mike Lombardi.
Lombardi, your boy.
Did your best friend.
Perez,
did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it. Is he there?
Okay, no. We just had Mike Lombardi on a few minutes ago.
Oh, well, all right. We came to talk to Lombardi. Glenn, I'm not calling to talk to you. Hang up on this guy.
Can we get his number? Can we get his number, though, real quick?
Tell us his
number.
We want Lombardi. We know. We're coming to get Lombardi. He wants a lie.
Shut up. I'm here to play Lombardi for you.
He said he took a lie detector. I want them in here for the lie detector.
Here's Lombardi.
I hope.
All right, we're off that. We thought we had Lombardi on WEI.
I'm not calling to talk to Glenn Ordway.
Yeah.
Hear Glenn Ordway talk about slander. Last time I heard Glenn Ordway talk about legal ramifications, he was saying I was going to jail
true,
for being a pedophile.
True.
Oh,
the clouds.
Things are getting a little bit wild today.
Oh, man. He's back.
Well,
he might be gone.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
What's up?
You called me back.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, right. I just want because I wanted to say I love you.
No, I know you treat me better than other people. I'd say that.
Are you in Boca right now, enjoying Florida?
No. We came back to Boston because I was worried that my house was going to collapse.
And did it?
No, it's still here, okay. And we're regretting that we came back. But yeah. I'm going back soon.
Could have told you that was going to happen.
So what's up, Dad?
You called me. It's the first time you didn't hang up on me. I thought we were done.
I thought we were done too. But yeah, then I heard your music. Do you have anything else to add?
No, except I want a show, and I've been thinking about what I want to do.
Oh, okay. What is it? Yeah. Hit it. Yeah, go.
But I was with KFC.
He's not here today.
Oh, I was disappointed in one thing. I've been thinking about it, and I know you wanted me to do this kind of legal thing where people, where I will give wrong answers.
It wasn't wrong answers. That wasn't wrong answers to mock you. It was, you're a legal guy.
The problem is, Mr. Porter, you take the law too seriously, where you actually like need to be prepped about every legal question. It'd be hilarious if it was just people tossing legal questions.
Yeah, well, then
we
come back to the same thing. You want me to give incorrect or misleading answers so people can attack me. I don't know if I'm really interested in that.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
All right, here's what I was thinking. It makes the legal, I mean, you just asked me something a few minutes ago, which I felt confident and do feel confident I was giving a fairly correct answer. I'll put the word fairly in there. But some things, I mean, if people are going to call me up and say, I just got stopped on Highway 62, what are my rights? I'm not interested in that.
What are you interested in? You said you want a show, you know what? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, and I was a little disappointed because this is, I'd like, you know, you never watch. I could do a little interview show as well as Larry King did it. Okay? Believe me. I think I could ask with people, you know, good questions, interesting questions.
But like what? Give us one.
You're a good example. I'd like to know about, get up close and personal with you.
We'll get real intimate. So who would you interview, though? Like celebrities and stuff?
I'd start with you.
Let's name somebody outside the Barstool universe. Yeah, Who do you want to interview? And don't say Trump.
What I was going to say, I heard KFC say yesterday that one of the things they've been thinking, and he'd been thinking about, is to interview all the Barstool people one at a time. And
so you want? So you're taking
this.
His
but
idea.
I want to say, can I say something here?
You're taking his idea.
I need some help in somebody lining up some people.
Oh, I got the person for you. Brendan Clancy.
Wait, but
so you just take KFC's whole job?
You need help lining up Arsenal personalities? That's what you want? You just want to have a show interview?
Hold on for a minute. Jesus, you don't let me speak.
Are we still talking about this interview show that you stole from Kevin?
Yeah. Yeah, and he has no idea who he wants to interview. He wants newsmakers.
Newsmakers.
Current events people. You know,
sorry, I can't be perfect.
That's a strong entrance song.
We're back. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We just lost.
The whole room shit itself.
Whole control room just shut down. But the good news is Mr. Porter was talking to no one for 10 minutes.
I just got a text from my dad, Frankie. Says, talking for 10 minutes. Nobody there. ?
So our entire radio show went down. And Mr. Portnoy was just talking to his phone to no one.
Hello?
No answer on
I know my dad was doing this too. Hello? Like, that's what he does when he's confused.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, apologies, Dad. The entire network went down. And in a very Barstool, like, what is Barstool about? In a nutshell, we can't fix the fucking air conditioning. It's so cold in here.
It's cold in one studio. It's blazing hot in the other.
There's drafts.
The other one's so fucking
so hot.
I love like when this stuff happens though, because like the concern when we moved here was that like we were gonna become corporate. Like it's still just like a little bit shinier Milton office.
So I haven't even finished. What knocked it out is we brought in space heaters, and the space heater knocked out all the power.
Right.
So we got taken down by a space
Band-aids.
Heater.
Band-aids on, like, gaping wounds.
That's what it is. It's shiny, like, we're a squirrel away from this being, like, Milton.
Yeah, no, Erica walked through the office today, and she's like, hey, do you think we'll ever get some hand soap in the bathrooms? And, I mean, I looked at her, I was like, you wash your hands in
the
bathroom?
See, that's where the Milton office was opposite, because we had the same bottle of hand soap in there.
Yeah, you just keep adding water to it.
I actually...
No, we didn't have to add water to it. It just stayed the soap.
I actually freaked out and was like, where's the hand soap? Got that yesterday. I freaked out about the snacks. I was freaking out on Ebony for not doing the snacks, since that's her only job. Ebony came in today and told me that that Fuhrer fucking Resnick, our CFO, has said we can do $200 worth of snacks a week that lasts apparently 3 hours.
Yeah, no, $200 is nothing.
That's what I've been told is the reason there's no snacks, because the Fuhrer down there has decided 80 people can have $200 of snacks a week.